Hello everyone, welcome back. So we all know that Parshas Yisroi contains within it the Aseres Adibris, and one of the Ten Commandments that were given over by Har Sinai was the mitzvah of Kibud Avim, the mitzvah to honor and to respect your parent. And I'm going to share with you a very interesting question that's discussed by the Paiskim regarding the mitzvah of Kibud Avim, and specifically, what is the financial obligations that a child has vis-a-vis his parents? Is a child mechuyev to spend his own money in order to facilitate the proper treatment of his parent, let's say, when the child feels that the parent needs to be placed in an old age home? Is the child mechuyev to spend his own money in order to help his parent? And the question then will become, if the child is mechuyev to spend his own money, does that hold true even if the child doesn't have the necessary funds? Does that mean that the child has to raise the money that is going to be used in order to facilitate the treatment of his parents? So that's the question that is discussed by the Paiskim, and for that we turn to the Gemara Maseches Kedushin. The Gemara Maseches Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, tells us that the mitzvah of Kibud Avim includes two separate categories. Number one, there's the mitzvah of Kibud Avim. The kibud of the aim aspect includes physically doing activities that assist the parent. So this includes machileu, says the Gemara, to help him when he needs something to eat, mashkeu, giving him something to drink, malbisha, helping him get dressed. Activities that are done to physically assist the parent. Says the Gemara, there's a second category, and that is the mitzvah of meira of the aim. The mitzvah of meira of the aim includes the child refraining from doing activities that disrespect the honor of the parent, such as don't contradict your parents' words, don't sit in your father's designated place. Things that a child has to refrain from because they disrespect the honor of the parent. So these are the two categories brought down in Maseches Kedushin. And then the Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings down a very fundamental machlokes regarding the financial obligations of a child. Says the Gemara, we know that the child has to physically assist the parent. But the question is, what about an obligation that the child has towards his parents that's going to as well include the financial assistance? Does that as well fall upon the shoulders of the child? Or do we say that no? When it comes to actually laying out money for the treatment and the assistance of the parent, perhaps the child has no obligation, and the money should come from the parent's bank account. So that's the question. Who pays for the father's treatment or the mother's treatment? Does it come from the child's bank account, or does it come from the parent's bank account? The Gemara over there says that it's a machlekes, and in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Mem, in Hilchos Kibud Avim, we paskin that the chiyuv is mishal ha'av. The chiyuv is for the child to help the parent physically, but not financially. The money comes from the parent's bank account. The child is not mechuyev to spend his own money in order to provide care and assistance for the parent. However, there's a very important exception to the rule. And the Rishonim all bring down, including Taisis over there, Maseches Kedushin, and the Chinuch, that this halacha only applies if the parent actually has the money in order to help himself and in order to facilitate his treatment. However, says Taisvis and says the Chinuch, what if the parent simply doesn't have the money and the child does have the money? Then, says Taisvis and the Chinuch, the parent is going to receive the treatment and it's going to be paid for by the child. Because then the child, in fact, has to lay out the money in order to provide the assistance for the parent. So even though the Gemara comes out the way we paskin, that it's Mishal Ha'av, that the parent's money is supposed to be used in order to facilitate his treatment, nevertheless, that's only if the parent actually has the money. But if the parent does not have the money, we paskin that the child, in fact, has to pay out in order to provide assistance for the parent. However, there's a tremendous machlekes rishonim regarding the nature of this obligation. In other words, the question is as follows. That which we say, that if the parent doesn't have the necessary funds, the child has to lay out the money, and the child has to pay for the assistance of the parent, what is the nature of this obligation? Is this a din mitzad the mitzvah of kibud avim? In other words, is this a technicality in the parsha, in the category of mitzvahs kibud avim? Or is this rather something that falls under the category of mitzvahs tzedakah? In other words, is this incumbent on the child because it's like a chiyuv of tzedaka, and the first person you have to give tzedaka to is your parent, and your parent is now in need of something, and you're the one who could provide him with that need, so you're mechuyev to pay him, but it's medine tzedaka, it's not medine kiver of aim. This is the question. Is this chiyuv incumbent on the child midin kibir of aim, or is it midin tztaka? This is the subject of a tremendous machlekes yishainim, and there's a very major nafkamina halach lamais. Taisvis seems to understand in Maseches Kedushin that it's midinei tztaka. It's midinei tztaka. Midinei kibir of aim, you're exempt, and the reason is very simple. We have already mentioned that the Gemara comes out that the chiyuv of kibir of aim is mishal ha'av. This chiyuv is only incumbent on you if it entails physical activities that's going to assist your parent. But the money is supposed to come from the parent's bank account. So the mitzvah of kibir aim does not include my financial layout of money. Rather, says Tosfos, it must be that when the child has to pay out, that only is midinei tztaka, not midinei kibir aim. The Chinuch disagrees. The Chinuch brings down a Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi has a drasha. And the Yerushalmi says, Kabeit es Hashem mehoincha, and we darshan from there a special halacha that a person is mechuyev to spend money on behalf of his parent, and this ostensibly includes even the child raising the necessary funds in order to procure that which he needs to assist his parents. And this is an obligation that extends even further than the normal obligations that are incumbent on a person when he has to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. Because in general, a person is not mechuyev to spend more than 20% of his assets in order to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. And the Mishneh Berurah says that in no circumstance do we obligate a person to knock on doors and raise the money in order to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. And nevertheless, says the Chinuch, over here we have an exception to the rule. Because even though a person's never obligated to spend more than 20% of his assets in order to fulfill a mitzvah saseh, and he's never mechuyev to raise money and knock on doors to collect in order to fulfill a mitzvah saseh, nevertheless, there's a special limud, there's a special drasha that we derive from this Yerushalmi that teaches us that even knocking on doors is going to be part of this chiyuv that's incumbent on the child, and he has to even collect the money and raise the money in order to help his father when his father is in need. So this is the shita of the Chinuch, that it's midin kibir of aim, and it's a special obligation that is derived from a drasha, kabbalis Hashem mehoincha, that the Yerushalmi brings down. It comes out that we have a machlekes between the Tosfos and the Chinuch regarding the nature of this obligation, and the machlekes is whether it's midinei tztaka or midinei kibir of aim, and there's going to be a tremendous nafkamina. And the nafkamina is if the child simply doesn't have the money on his own, and it's a question of whether or not the child has to raise the money. So if it's midinei tztaka, so it's certainly not an obligation that's incumbent on the child when it comes to tztaka to raise the money, because if he doesn't have the money himself, he's not mechuyev to give tztaka. However, according to the Chinuch, the obligation is midin kibir of aim, and that includes, at least in this case, even having the child go and raise the money and collect the money in order to help his parent, in order to pay for his needs. How do we pass in lahalacha? So the mashmois, the implication of the Rama and Simin Reish Mem in Yardaya is that he's makel on the child like the shita of Taisvis, and he holds that it's midin tztaka and not midin kibir of aim, and therefore the mashmois, the implication of the Rama is that even though the child has to pay for the parents' care if the parents don't have the necessary money, nevertheless, if the child doesn't have the wherewithal to pay, he doesn't have the necessary funds, there's no obligation incumbent on him to go and collect and knock on doors in order to procure the funds. Rather, he then is going to be potter. But if he does have the money, he is mechuyev to pay, even though in general, we assume that the chiyuv of kibir of aim is mishal ha'av and not mishal ha'ben, because over here, the child has the money and the parent doesn't have the money, and therefore, in this case, the child, in fact, is going to be obligated to pay. And have yourself a wonderful day.